Network on demand. If you like this program, we'd sure appreciate your comments on the show. Feel free to suggest to us if you've got news or stories you think your neighbors in Northern Ag Network country would benefit from hearing. We'd also like to take a second to thank BNSF Railway for sponsoring our program. BNSF Railway has been partnering with farmers for over 170 years. We thank them for the partnership. Enjoy the report. Hi, everybody. Coulter Brown here on the Northern Ag Network with our Montana News and Agriculture. Oil seeds have become a larger part of crop rotations in Montana in the past several years. In the past several years, mustard acres really exploded in 2023. Montana's expected to seed a record amount of canola this year. Seems like more and more soybeans are seeded in eastern Montana each year. And don't forget the flax, safflower, and sunflower acres, too. One other oilseed has seen considerable growth in the past 5 years, camelina. After coming on the scene about 20 years ago, camelina went dormant in Montana, but acres are on the rise again. Sustainable Oils has been contracting acres with growers in Montana. I spoke with Kyle Reedy, commercial manager for Sustainable Oils out of Great Falls, and first I asked him how he describes what camelina is.
It's a brassica, in the brassica family. So if you know a canola or mustard, it's in the same family, just a little bit different seed structure that it has and pod structure, but at least then we're getting kind of on the same page that it's another yellow flower.
And so the seed is shipped to be crushed and refined into a renewable fuel.
It's renewable diesel. Our facility out there in Bakersfield, California, this will be a complete drop-in replacement for number two diesel, so you won't be able to tell a difference between this or a petroleum-based diesel. It could switch either or.
Kyle said they've seen pretty rapid growth of acres over the last 4 to 5 years.
Last year was a big jump in acres because the prior year we were around 10,000. Last year we had 35,000 acres in Montana, so it's huge, especially when you don't add any more people, so it's keeping us busy. So that's kind of the next step, adding more folks to the team so we can keep growing the business.
Stay with us. We'll talk a little more about camelina right after this.
AGCO is proud to launch PTX. A new leading brand that includes precision ag technologies from Precision Planting and PTX Trimble. Two familiar brands with one common goal. Precision Planting and PTX Trimble know farming is easier when systems speak to each other. That's why they both provide solutions that connect operations across the crop cycle to unlock visibility and flexibility, regardless of equipment color. Through automation, guidance, and upgrades for every season from Precision Planting and PTX Trimble, PTX is your solution for precision ag technology, empowering you to be more efficient, more accurate, and make agronomic decisions with confidence. You'll find a local dealer network that provides expert knowledge and support for every season. As you focus on maximizing yield, they'll provide reliable service, education, and access to tools that strengthen your inputs. Innovative brands you trust, powerfully simple, seamlessly compatible. PTX. Visit ptxag.com to learn more.
The oilseed camelina has grown to 35,000 acres in Montana, and Kyle Reedy from Sustainable Oils told me they're planning to continue to add acres. I asked Kyle what sort of feedback they've gotten from growers who are raising it for the first time.
First time, guys, it seems like this fits. It's not as scary as some people think. So just seeing it, trying it for themselves, and realizing it's not that hard to grow. It's always good to hear that kind of feedback from folks.
Kyle says camelina fits in a lot of rotations because it works best on fallow acres.
We'd love to see this on that fallow acre. It fits really good behind a cereal. And then there's just some watchouts, the herbicides. The mustard family in general, super sensitive to residual herbicides. So we want to work with growers to go through those histories to make sure nobody has a bad experience with camelina.
Lastly, Kyle adds the crop has proven to handle dry conditions pretty well.
Very little rain, still getting the crop, running the combine through it, get a little bit of extra rain. I've seen some monster crops this last year from 23. Kind of a phenomenal thing to see after 2 years of bad drought.
Well, that's going to do it for today's program. For the Northern Ag Network, I'm Coulter Brown.